Chapter 7, Section 3, The Treaty to Start All Wars. Even though the guns stopped with the armistice, the war was still technically on until a peace treaty could be agreed upon by the victors, the Allied powers. For the first time, the United States found itself among the major European superpowers. Its president, former history professor Woodrow Wilson, had indeed learned from the lessons of history. At the Palace of Versailles, the leaders met to discuss how to make a peace that would prevent such a senseless conflict from occurring again. Wilson came with a set of principles, called the 14 points, which he hoped would be the guiding ideals of the treaty. However, the European allies came with their own ideal, that of crushing Germany. Germany, since its unification, had become an industrial powerhouse, and the European nations saw the treaty as their chance to prevent Germany from becoming strong again, economically or militarily. So, putting the most important of the points side by side with the actual Treaty of Versailles, we can see the mixed bag of results.